Good day. I'm Anjui James Soyens with JRS Midday News for Monday, June 4. Coming up, Prime Minister says major road projects will improve productivity. Office of Disaster Preparedness to launch Disaster Preparedness Campaign, and Westmoreland gets Youth Innovation Centre. The news in detail after the break.
Motorists, stay safe while using a toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the work to upgrade several major thoroughfares in the corporate area will contribute to a more productive labor force by significantly reducing travel time. Work is now being done on 4 of 5 legacy projects under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP. The projects cover improvements to Barbican Road, Constant Spring Road, Mandela Highway, and Hackley Park Road.
If 12 to 15,000 Jamaicans, and you could multiply that by 2 if each car is carrying a passenger, sit in traffic for 30 minutes to get from home to their destination, you can just calculate the loss of time, productivity, and build into that the cost of energy that we waste. This investment will make our labor force far more productive.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking with journalists following a tour of several legacy road projects in Kingston and St. Andrew. The projects cost $170 million combined and are being executed by China Harbour Engineering Company Limited, CHEC, with oversight from the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is to launch a major public education campaign this week as part of efforts to prepare the country for the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season. The forecast from the Meteorological Service of Jamaica suggests an above-average hurricane season. Director General of ODPEM, Major Clive Davis, has expressed confidence in the agency's level of preparedness, noting that simulations and other exercises are ongoing.
A number of lessons were learned now. Last year, we did not have to be impacted to learn. Since that time, we've also had a number of interactive sessions with our Caribbean and regional colleagues. There was also a after-action review meeting held in Barbados where we looked at what went right, what went wrong, and we learned a lot from that. And so we have constantly been improving on those. And those improvements and strengthening include strengthening the resources that we have for response.
The campaign is to launch on June 8. The Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1 through to November 30 each year. In the meantime, Director General of the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, Major Clive Davis, says the pledge of support by international partners is key to the country's preparedness.
We have a number of regional and international partners who we have not only been meeting with, but we've been having rehearsals and drills with. So I'll give you an example. I met with the European Union's representative in Jamaica, and we looked at how it is that they would plug into us to provide support, whether it is French aircraft coming in, or it's British ships, or something from the Dutch Navy, to see these are the assets that we have, this is what you can get. We also have partners such as the USAID OFDA.
Major Davis adds that local and regional support teams are undergoing the necessary simulation exercises to ensure preparedness. And Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says the commissioning of youth innovation centers across the island will assist in the fight against crime. Minister Green notes that the centers will provide young people with opportunities for education, training, and personal development, thus diverting them from a life of crime. He adds that through the centers, young people will gain the skills needed to create employment for themselves and for others.
So these centers are now about creating the next generation of entrepreneurs in our country. And we know every youth in Jamaica has a business idea in their head. If you go into a classroom and you sit down and talk to them, they can give you a myriad of ideas. So we know that our youth have these ideas. We also know, quite frankly, that as I said, our youth are talented, they're innovative, they're very creative.
Minister Green was speaking at the official launch of the Westmoreland Youth Innovation Center in Llandeilo recently. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.